The new iMacs are here! The new iMacs are here!
And the new Mac Minis.
We're going to go through the things we're giving away at the 100th podcast.
All this and more on iMac Podcast 97.
The next generation of radio. It's the MyMac.com podcast. Podcasting from the MyMac.com studios, it's your hosts, Tim Robertson and Chad Perry.
And after a week's hiatus, we're back on the, I don't want to say the air.
We're back on the net.
And boy, we picked a good week to come back and pick up where we left off.
Yeah,
it's
you know.
Huge news this week.
I know, I was expecting to speculate more on what we were going to see on the September 12th announcement from Apple.
And yet, it wasn't even an event today, and Apple releases all this new stuff. And
yeah.
I think we just get right into it.
Yep.
September 9th, today, Apple today announced that its entire iMac line now features the brand new Intel Core 2 Duo processor in every model, delivering up to 50% faster performance than the previous iMacs.
A new 24-inch iMac with a brilliant 24-inch widescreen display joins the 17 and 20-inch models, and iMac prices now start at just $999.
Every new iMac includes the built-in iSight video camera for video conferencing out of the box, Apple's breakthrough front-row media experience, and iLife 06, the next generation of Apple's award-winning suite of digital lifestyle applications.
Every iMac from the $999 model up through the new dazzling 24-inch widescreen model now features blazing Core 2 Duo performance, said Phil Schiller, Apple's Senior Vice President of Worldwide Product Marketing. And the new 24-inch widescreen iMac is the fastest, biggest, and brightest iMac we've ever made.
The new iMac lineup includes four models, a 1.83 GHz and a 2.0 GHz 17-inch,
a 2.16 GHz 20-inch, and the all-new 2.16 GHz 24-inch iMac, and features the new Intel Core 2 dual processor, which delivers up to 50% faster performance than the previous 20-inch iMac running industry standard benchmarks.
Ideal for both consumers and professionals, the 24-inch iMac features a 24-inch widescreen LCD with a 1920 by 1200 pixel resolution that offers 30% more screen real estate than the 20-inch model, and a brighter display to make text reading and viewing images even easier.
The all-new 24-inch iMac packs professional performance into the convenience of an all-in-one design and includes,
the new 24-inch 2.16 gigahertz iMac. Suggested retail price $1,999, $2,000. What do you get with that?
Well, you get the 24-inch widescreen LCD display,
a 2.16 GHz Intel Core 2 Duo, which I wish they would just come up with a better name than that.
I know.
It's just blah blah blah. I mean, what's a consumer to think? What processor's in there? Oh, that's the Intel Core 2 Duo.
Can I get a Core 1 Duo for cheaper?
Yeah.
I don't need something Core 2 fast.
Yeah, it's just, Pentium was a good name.
Yeah.
PowerPC was a good name. G5, great name.
Yeah.
Pentium 3, you understood. This Core 2 Duo. Ugh, it's horrible.
You get 1 gig of 667 megahertz DDR2 SDRAM expandable to 3 gig.
That's right, expandable to 3 gigabytes.
And hey, they at least threw in 1 gig standard now.
You get an 8x SuperDrive with double layer support, which is very important.
PCI Express-based NVIDIA GeForce 7300G graphics card with 128 megs of GDDR3 memory.
Built-in iSight video, as well as AirPort Extreme Wireless and Bluetooth.
250 gigs.
That's Bluetooth 2.0, by the way.
Is it? Yeah. It is indeed. 250 gig serial ATA hard drive running at 7200 RPM.
You can get a optional 500, so I mean that's still 250 gigs right out of the boxes.
Yeah.
You get mini DVI out that supports DVI, VGA, and composite S video. Those are all sold separately, of course.
Built-in stereo speakers and microphone.
But obviously, the built-in stereo speakers sound like crap next to what you can spend. I don't know, 75 to and up.
Yeah.
Dollars on and get something that sounds
right.
Much better. You do get the infrared remote, the Mighty Mouse, and Apple's keyboard, of course.
Yep.
And it's, I don't know, I think that's a really, 24 inches.
Mm-hmm.
Good Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I was sitting sweet up with my 23-inch cinema display. You've got one sitting right here.
23-inch? Oh, yeah, it's huge.
24-inch iMac. I'm wondering, I mean, and that's got a fast processor in it. I'm wondering how warm that sucker's going to get.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a lot. I mean, if you look at an iMac, everything is built in.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're not talking about just a processor in there. You're talking about the new Intel machines,
mm-hmm.
or new Intel processors, the Core 2 Duos, and a 24-inch cinema display. And I've got a newer 23-inch cinema display, and that sucker gets warm. And there's no 2 gigahertz dual-core processor running inside of it. But man, that's a lot of machine for $2,000.
Well, I got to see a picture of it.
It looks the same, except it's huge.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just... You know what I wish they would do? Get rid of that big piece of plastic underneath the screen.
It's probably what the fan's for.
I know, but you know what? Get rid of that. You would think... Because the guts are probably almost identical as it is to the smaller iMacs, right?
Right.
Don't you think they could have got rid of that completely at this point?
Probably.
Or made it a lot smaller. Because that's a lot of white plastic.
You could make a thicker one, I suppose, and put it in the back. But
if they were going to go ahead and release this 23-inch, I'm surprised, number one, that they didn't hold this for next week's event.
I am, too.
I mean, people would have freaked out.
That's what people were prognosticating about to begin with.
Yeah, if Steve Jobs was up there showing the 20-inch iMac, saying how cool it is, and then it lifts up from the bottom of whatever,
mm-hmm.
and you see the 23-inch, which looks significantly larger.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have been cool, though, if it was black as well.
Mm.
We also have the 24-inch black iMac, which also comes in white, but... Oh, the 24-inch black iMac would have sold like hotcakes.
Yep.
Or what about a graphite-colored one? Kind of like a gunmetal, gun barrel type of gray.
Cool.
That would be cool. But enough with just white. I want to see different color iMacs again.
Yeah.
Not the Dalmatian or the, you know, I don't want to see
the flower
power. If it sells, fine. Go ahead and release it.
Yeah.
But I would really like to see a black iMac.
Hmm.
You know, maybe even a blue one. Some people would like that.
Flashback to the old Nexus.
I think it was pretty cool. So what about the 20-inch iMac? That was king of the hill until, today. Yesterday, if you were going to get the best iMac,
it
would have been the 20-inch.
Yep.
Today, not so much.
So that suggested retail for those now is $1,499.
Which is incredibly cheap.
And that includes, of course, a 20-inch widescreen LCD display.
It has the same processor, 2.16 GHz Intel Core 2 dual processor.
Same RAM, you get a 1 gig with it, and you can expand it out to 3.
Same SuperDrive.
You get PCI Express-based ATI Radeon X1600 with 128
So it's got a little
RAM.
Bit less video support, but it's not driving a 24-inch display either. I mean,
no.
Good Lord. That's the other thing about the 24-inch iMac. It's... Man, that display, it just kills me.
Mm-hmm.
That's just... You can cram 3 gigs in the 20-inch, too, of RAM.
Yep.
It also has AirPort Extreme built in, EyeSight, Bluetooth. It does come with a... It's basically the same machine, except it's a 20-inch instead of 24. But still, that's a lot of money for an iMac, $1,499. Some people probably don't want to spend that.
Right.
Well, Apple's... The base models start at $999 and $1,199, which... That $999 is a sweet
it's a good
spot.
Price point. Yeah.
For $999, you get a 1.83 gigahertz iMac. That's the Intel Core 2 Duo as well.
Yeah, it is 17-inch widescreen display, 512 meg,
so,
which is expandable out to 2.
Yeah, 24x combo drive, so you don't get a
SuperDrive.
No, you can't burn your DVDs, but you can still watch DVDs.
Yep,
the Intel GMA 950 graphics, which That's the onboard graphics. That's a little, that's a little cheap. But you know, this would still be really good for school.
You still
get the built-in AirPort.
Yep.
And EyeSight, but you don't get Bluetooth.
You get a 160 gig serial ATA hard drive.
And plus, I do like that these are all 7200 RPM drives.
Oh yeah.
They're not putting the 5200s in there anymore.
Nope.
So that's very good. I like that. And of course, it's got built-in speakers. You still get the Minnie Mouse, or the Minnie Mouse, the Mighty Mouse, mm-hmm. and the Apple keyboard. But $9.99, that's a heck of a deal.
Well, if you're running a business and you need a network, even a little Mac network, it'd be ideal.
I don't know if I'm more impressed that you can buy a 17-inch iMac for $9.99 or double the price, $19.99, and get a 24-inch. That's just, man, that is so mm-hmm. big. I really...
Well, think about what a 24-inch cinema display, 23-inch cinema display costs.
Yeah, it's basically the same size, 23, 24-inch. Yeah. It's comparable. I mean, right. You probably couldn't really tell the difference unless you had them side by side. Then you could say, well, that one's maybe a little bit bigger. But, man, 24 inches is just... Between a 20 and a 24-inch, that's a lot of screen real estate. It really is. Because when I sit in front of a 20-inch iMac and then sit in front of my monitor, which is 23, I mm-hmm. see a significant size difference.
Yeah.
So if you put the 24-inch next to a 20-inch iMac, you're going to go, whoa!
Oh, it was a huge difference
for the price,
for me.
$500.
Yeah, when I went from my 19-inch CRT to the 23-inch cinema display.
Oh, yeah. It's night and day. Yeah. It changes the way you use the computer.
You bet.
So if you're on a 17-inch iMac right now, say a G5, mm-hmm. and you're thinking, maybe it's time to move up. Man, depending on how much you can afford, that 24-inch is going to change the way mm-hmm. you browse the internet. I mean, you can have so many open windows at one time and actually see them.
Well, think of it. I mean, if you do a lot of Microsoft Office stuff like I do, you know, you can have a full page of Excel and a full page of Word open simultaneously.
And see them.
Side by side.
Yep. Now, with Spaces coming out, see, I'm really kind of excited about that Spaces.
I think that's going to be sweet.
Imagine that on a 24-inch iMac.
Oh, yeah.
It would just be killer. And even when you minimize it so you can see what's in each window, it's still going to be huge.
Just the ability to define your workspace. Like, I can have all my work apps that I use if I was going to work at home all in one space. I can use all my browsing apps in another one. Podcasting apps in another one.
It's going to be just amazing. I cannot wait to get my hands on a 24-inch iMac. Because I'm quite happy with my 2.5 gigahertz G5 dual processor mm-hmm. with my 23-inch monitor. I'm happy with that.
Mm-hmm.
But man, I mean, if I was going from an older G5 with anything less than a 23-inch monitor, mm-hmm. I might seriously consider going the iMac route instead of the Mac Pro route.
Really?
Yeah, well, look at what you get.
That's true.
I mean, it's almost as fast as the Mac Pros.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, I mean, think about this. The Mac Pro started, what, $14.99?
Yeah.
For an extra $500, you get a 24-inch monitor.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, it doesn't have the expandability, but for the average person, what are you doing with that Mac Pro or G5 expansion-wise? Most mm-hmm. people, when they expand it, they're using either FireWire devices or USB devices.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of people are putting PCI cards in.
Right.
Not a lot of people need 8 gigabytes of RAM. I mean, 3 gigabytes mm-hmm. max is... That's probably more than most people need still.
Right.
So, why not go with the iMac? If you're still using a CRT mm-hmm. and a G4, could you imagine going to a 24-inch iMac?
Think of the real estate you're going to save either on your floor or in your desk setup.
Oh, yeah. Because even if you're using, say, a 15-inch monitor right now, an older one, yes, the iMac's going to take a little bit more space width-wise,
mm-hmm.
but not depth.
Right.
And plus, you don't have something sitting on your floor or a CPU sitting next to the monitor.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a hell of a deal.
Yeah.
I am very impressed that Apple would come out with this. But that's not the only new machine that they came out with this week.
Yep. Next, Apple speeds up the Mac Mini line. This is September 6th, and although no official press release was made, Apple today updated its Mac Mini line, reports Macworld UK.
The entire line now features the Intel Core Duo processors, but the company has not increased the prices. The $799 model now includes a 1.83 GHz Intel Core Duo processor, up from 1.66 Intel Core Dual Processor, and the $599 model includes a 1.66 GHz Intel Core Dual Processor, up from the crappy 1.5 Core Solo.
Yep.
So, even that's a hell of a good deal. I'm sorry, if your computing needs are not that big,
yep,
and you don't have a lot of money, you can't go too wrong with that 1.66 $599 model. Mm-hmm. I mean,
because you keep your old monitor, you keep your keyboard, you keep everything.
Yeah.
And all you got to do is just take something the size,
and it's gonna
size of a brick.
Exactly. And it's going to seem so much faster than what you're used to. Does it compare to the new iMacs? No. Mm-hmm. And it's got the older Intel Core Duo processors in it. But man, that's... That's a good price. $599. Mm-hmm. I don't have any need for one myself. I've got a G4 Mac Mini that basically just sits there and waits for me to tell it to download something most of the time. But that's a lot of a little machine for
$599. Yeah.
Let's see. Apple to hold a press event on September 12th.
Yep. Apple has invited select media to a special event to be held September 12th at the Yerba Buena Center of Arts for the Arts Theater in San Francisco, reports iLounge.
It's Showtime. That's the name of the event.
It's Showtime!
Gives no details on what will be announced, but it shows these little Hollywood...
curtains?
No, the spotlights.
Kind
of crisscrossing.
Yeah.
Analysts have speculated that Apple will use September to launch a number of products and service offerings ranging from an iPod Nano and video models to a 23-inch iMac. No. It was a 24-inch iMac.
Ta-da!
New iPod-inspired phone and a movie download service. You know what? Everybody knows it's going to be movies. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows that what this is going to be about is not about the Macintosh line. This is going to be about iTunes and iPod.
Yep.
It's going to be a new iPod.
You're pretty
sure. And
it's
going to be movie download. Well, they're not going to come out with just... By the way...
I can't imagine they would just do movie downloads and say...
As a big press event.
Yeah.
People are going to go, huh, okay.
You can put on your little 1.3-inch diagonal screen and... Isn't that great?
Yeah, that's... Ooh, yippee.
Yeah.
It's going to be a new iMac. It's going to have a larger screen.
iPod.
Our iPod.
Got to know my iMac.
I'm still going, 24-inch iMac, holy crap!
$1,999!
Yeah, it's going to be a new iMac. I did it again, didn't I? Jeez. It's going to be a new iPod.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be a new iPod Nano. I don't know if they're going to do anything with the Shuffle. I mean, you can only lower it so far before you're starting to give them away in boxes of Frosted Flakes.
Well, it's a little hard to show video on an iPod Shuffle.
Yeah,
so.
It is. You can hear it real good, though. And it's going to be movies. That's what it's going to be about. And... I'm looking forward to it. I actually am starting to buy a few videos.
Yeah.
On the I bought, you're gonna crack up, and it's a really stupid show. I bought Who Wants to Be a Superhero.
I actually saw the first five episodes. Well, how bad
was it? It's so bad, it's funny.
Yeah.
And it's so, but there was actually a couple of whoa moments for me.
Really?
Yeah. One of the guys gets kicked off, and they do something with them that I thought was so comic bookish.
Oh yeah.
But it's still, I was like, oh, that's so fake, but. That's kind of cool. They didn't go where I really wanted them to go, but it's such a hokey, stupid show that makes me laugh.
I can't believe they got Stan Lee to host it, you know, but still.
Well, what else is Stan Lee doing? Going to conventions and going, I invited Spider-Man and the X-Men.
And making cameo appearances in movies, yeah.
Yeah, that's about it, you know. Yeah. So, anyways, let's move on. This is, I put this in here because we have some, what are you looking at?
No, we skipped over one.
Oh, did we? Okay, go ahead and read that one first.
Yeah, this is analyst, the iPod phone to arrive next year. American technology research analyst Shaw Wu has told investors that he believes Apple will launch its long-rumored iPod phone sometime next year, reports Macworld UK.
Shaw Wu, isn't he part of the Wu-Tang Clan?
No.
He's not a singer?
No.
Oh, okay.
This design will be an iPod Nano-like candy bar form factor and come in three colors, black, white, and platinum, the analyst explained. We believe that Steve Jobs is finally satisfied with the end product Apple engineers have produced in terms of quality and the right blend of phone and portable media player, and we are confident, given his previous record of very high standards, that this will be no exception.
So maybe we'll see that this week? Well, this week? Wait, the 13th. That's next week, right? The 13th is...
12th is next week.
Okay, yeah.
That would definitely be a quick punch if he actually released and announced that. But
I would be...
Once again, I think, you know, we were talking with Vern last week and speculating on this and how do you handle the service issues, but...
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. A story
unless
on...
they've got, like, a Mac or Apple satellite system or something.
Yeah, they could come out with their own service and just piggyback on, you know, but I don't know.
Yeah.
A story on Forbes.com on September 6th reported that Apple may announce a movie download service for iTunes at its special event, Showtime, on September 12th. Apple and Hollywood studio representatives refused to comment on the speculation, but Forbes notes sources at several Hollywood studios confirmed Tuesday that they were in talks to sell their films through iTunes, but substantial disagreements between studios and Apple remains to be resolved, and Apple's movie services could launch with a limited number of films. You know, you think, oh, I hate rumors, and but then you read rumors on Forbes.com. I mean, come on. Everybody wants to blast the Mac rumor sites, but here's Forbes propagating the rumors.
It's showtime. Maybe it's Showtime, too.
Who said it? Was it the Joker in the first Batman movie? It's showtime.
You know what?
That was right around when he said the city needs an enema. Yeah, maybe it was Riddler, because I kind of hear the
Jim Carrey
type of, I don't know, it was somebody like that. Mm. We've got a lot.
Oh, you know what? It was The Mask.
Was it The Mask?
Jim Carrey doing The Mask, that was it.
I hated that movie, too, so go figure out, quote that stupid film. Go ahead and read the next one, because we've got a lot of visually impaired listeners and readers of our website.
Vizio Voice gives Mac OS X new voices and low vision support. Assistive Wear Today announced that together with Acapella Group, it has introduced two new products for Mac OS X, Vizio Voice and InfoVox iVox.
Just put this down just so I can get you to say all these weird words.
All right, I'll say them then. Vizio Voice is a product for blind and vision impaired Mac users, providing a number of speech and vision related features to enhance access to Mac OS X. These include
the conversion of text, Word, HTML, PDF, and RTF files to an audio files or iPod-ready iTunes track, a document and selection reader for fast-forward and rewind functions, large crosshairs and target cursors, text and image zoom windows, spoken interface elements as the user navigates across the screen. Go ahead.
Multilingual support to Apple VoiceOver technologies, initially in French and Dutch.
And the price and the information for the various purchase options are available at their website. That's, you know, I love that. I absolutely love it that it's not just like, you know, built-in stuff that you can get with the Mac.
Right.
It's third parties developing needed software for people with vision impairment, or they can't hear, or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
I guess not being able to hear really wouldn't.
Yeah.
Unless, you know, iTunes and iPod really don't make a damn bit of difference. But, of course, they're not listening to this podcast anyway. So
that's true.
You know, what the heck?
They may not be.
Well, if you're deaf.
Kind of hard to.
Yeah. Kind of hard to. In fact, one of our writers is just about completely deaf, Roger Bourne.
Mm-hmm.
He's always like, is there a transcript of the show? No. I can't find anybody to sit there and listen to the show that much and actually type it up.
I know, it's true.
Although that would probably be...
I wonder if Vizio Vox will actually do something in reverse for us.
Yeah. I think that's fantastic. I just love hearing news like that.
And actually kind of beats Apple to the punch, because that was one of the things that Steve Jobs was showing off at the keynote for Jaguar.
Well, that was the speech, how it sounds much more lifelike. Yeah. And it did sound a lot more natural, although I'm still not as impressed as some people try to make it out to be. I'm thinking, yeah, but it still sounds like a computer. Mm-hmm. I want it to sound completely natural.
Yeah.
I mean, it still sounds better than me, but...
Well, it definitely sounds better than, like, Freddie Mac, you know?
Yeah. Report... On September 1st, Apple settles iTunes patent case. A story at Macworld UK today was September 1st, notes that Apple has settled an iTunes-related lawsuit which claimed the company stole the application's design from another party.
David Contois, owner of Contois Music and Technology...
You gotta really be careful saying that one.
...claims that he demonstrated digital jukebox software at a trade show a decade ago, notes the report. He filed a lawsuit in June 2005 stating Apple has copied the invention. Apple's infringement has been and continues to be willful. The story goes on to note he wanted damages and fees and also wanted Apple to be barred from distributing iTunes software. Apple filed a counterclaim in response to Contois' actions.
Very diplomatic.
The cases were amicably concluded in an undisclosed settlement in a U.S. court yesterday, according to a local report.
I gave him a nano.
Give him a nano.
Here's a nano.
Mr.
I'm not saying it.
I won't either.
Because I will screw it up bad. Microsoft, their Macintosh business unit, sent an email that I got that they launched their new blog site, MacMojo. And it's basically the developers, testers, and project managers over at the Macintosh business unit at Microsoft are blogging now.
Sweet.
That is such a good idea. Mm-hmm. I really like it when companies allow their employees to blog stuff like that. You know, hopefully, I don't think that there's too many higher-ups that have to read it or edit it first, because you pretty much don't have to tell employees, you know what, don't give away trade secrets and don't slam your bosses and stuff like that, because, you're going to get fired. But it gives these people, these employees of Microsoft, an outlet to reach their customer. And I think that's something special.
Well, and it gives them a human face to the Mac community.
Yeah, because now that the Mac users know who these people are. Mm-hmm. You know, or you're looking at a new feature and you're like, oh, I remember when the one guy was blogging on that, or what's her name was talking about that in the blog. You know, that is a very smart PR move. Mm-hmm. Very, very smart. And it's also good for the employees. It gives them that sense of freedom that they can literally reach out and talk to millions of people.
Yep.
It's great.
Talk to the customer.
This is kind of cool.
iPod gaming music chair introduced. Adonis Furniture has announced the release of a video game rocker chair with a made-for-iPod licensed docking station. iRocker is an interactive gaming chair with docking station that allows the user to lounge comfortably while listening to surround sound music. It comes complete with remote control, a multi-position reclining back, heavy magnet speakers, bass tube on many models, audio inputs, additional line input to use with other brand MP3 players, and master volume dial with LED indicator light for non-docking models.
You know what I think we ought to do?
Yeah.
Seriously, we need to come up with the iStump.
The iStump?
Yeah, what it's going to do, it's going to cost $299. Mm-hmm. We're going to go out and cut down a whole bunch of trees or find some dead ones, and we're just going to make a big block of wood out of it, right? We're not going to make it look nice. It's just bark. We'll leave it all right on there. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll shellac it to make it look kind of pretty.
Right? No, it holds up to weather.
Yeah. Right. We'll cut a little bitty spot in it for the iPod to sit in it. Mm-hmm. Yep. And we'll give them free an iPod Nano and headphones. And we'll call it the iStump.
The iStump.
I can't. We would sell some of them. I guarantee it.
We'll probably sell some. Yeah.
Hi, Tim. Hi, Chad. This is Mazen Alangari from Saudi Arabia. I'm sending this to thank you guys for all the work, time, and great effort you put into this podcast. You know, at times, I hear some of your listeners complaining about the time it takes them to download this podcast, although I never heard anyone complain about the time it takes them to make this podcast. So you guys keep up the good work, and you take care of yourselves. Wish you a very nice day. Bye.
Dude, come on, you ready? Let's go.
No, I'm not ready. Didn't I tell you to hold on? God, come on.
You said you were coming.
What? Do I have your sound? Am I there yet? Did I say hit the record button yet?
Hey, how many times have you done this to me when I've had to let the dog out or something?
Well, I'm most of the show anyway, so what's the difference?
Oh, you're most of the show.
Most of the show. Yes, most. Who puts the show and us together?
Okay, fine. Where is my Matt Studios? Ding, 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 ding.
All over the world. Ding, 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 ding.
Ah!
We don't just record it here, do we?
Well, no.
Are you still recording? Did you even stop recording yet?
I'm stopping right now.
The MyMac.com podcast, brought to you by Small Dog Electronics.
And Inotech.com.
And Ramjet. No Ramjet.
No. Their sponsorship ran out like a week ago. Well, there's a free ad for your Ramjet.
Just because we're generous guys.
That's right. So anyways, Chad. I hope nobody took that too serious. Chad and I are actually trying out for next season's American Chopper.
Yeah.
Anyways, we've got My Mac Podcast number 100. By the way, if you hear some noise in the background, between recording the earlier segment and this segment, we're getting nailed right now as we record with a massive thunderstorm. I mean, it's just
coming down, raining cats and dogs.
It's really, really coming down, and we can hear a lot of thunder, although it's not real close, the thunder. And I haven't seen too much lightning, but I expect that soon.
And we definitely want to say thanks to Mazen for sending that in.
Definitely. You know what kind of ticks me off, though, about
that?
First Klaus Now him. They have better English skills than I do. One guy's from Saudi Arabia, one guy's from Germany. They have better English skills than I do.
Yeah.
That is so annoying, and I'm annoyed at, not at them, at myself.
Yeah.
I suck. I do. Mazin should, actually, he's got such a great voice for this. He should be doing something for the My Mac Mini podcast.
Oh, I totally agree.
I didn't email him or anything about this, but I think he's got a very rich sounding voice that's mm-hmm. very nice to listen to.
Well, and I always love to read his posts. I think his posts are really interesting.
Yeah, so. And I love the perspective that he brings to mm-hmm. MyMac.com.
Yep.
It's a whole segment of our population mm-hmm. that we weren't hearing about before.
Yep.
The tech pirates of Silicon Valley, I think, it's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I you know, he's a busy guy. He can't spend a whole lot of time doing that, but this is an open invitation to him to anytime he wants to contribute to the mini podcast, there's room there for him because yep. I think he sounds fantastic. Speaking of podcasts, this is the 97th podcast.
Yep.
So Chad and I are going to record two more together, and then I'm going to replace Chad with a one-time-only co-host,
yeah.
Guy Searle, Dashboard Minute fame, and soon-to-be Not Mac News fame.
Yep, and our 100th podcast will be broadcast from the Apple, recorded at the Apple Store in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Yep, Woodland Mall.
Saturday, May 23rd, 3 o'clock.
It's going to be really cool.
Saturday, September 23rd, yeah, I said May 23rd. Say,
yeah, wow.
What the heck?
Yeah, you're going back in time there. As part of our 100th podcast, to be recorded, like Chad just said, September 23rd at 3 p.m. at the Apple Store in Grand Rapids, we will be giving away a ton of items.
Yep.
And unlike the teasing that we've done in the past few shows, I actually put a list together to let you know what we have up for grabs at that podcast. 3 p.m., September 23rd. The only way you're going to get any of this stuff
is if you show up
in person at 3 p.m. at the Apple Store.
Yep.
And some people have already emailed me saying that they're going to be there, so that's
cool.
That's excellent. And I definitely have some stuff to give away. I'm not sure how we're going to give the stuff away mm-hmm. yet. I'm thinking about going out and buying those little raffle ticket things.
Yep.
And just putting a jar up there and, mm-hmm. you know. We're only going to be there for an hour.
Yeah.
If the show looks like it's going to run over, maybe we can all go somewhere and meet and continue the podcast. That might be pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no plans in place yet to do that. Guy's going to be staying at a hotel room.
Hopefully so, Guy Searle's hotel room.
Then. Yeah. He better get a suite. I'm telling you. Everybody's going to be standing around. Oh, this is too tight. Plus, Guy's a pretty tall guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a lot taller than I am. I'm only 4'2". No, not really. I'm just shy of 6 foot. Mm-hmm. So anyways, this is the list of things that we're giving away at the MyMac.com 100th podcast in a couple weeks.
Yep. From Microsoft, we've got a copy of Microsoft Office 2004.
That's a $399 value, and we've also got two Microsoft Laser Wireless Desktop Keyboard and Mouse kits for the Mac, and each one of those is $100.
From Pods Plus, we've got five Pods Plus aluminum V2 iPod cases.
That's a $30 value. But look, this is the iPod case that I just reviewed two yep. weeks ago at MyMac.com. Mm-hmm. I was very impressed with it. This is the case that, you know what, Chad? You haven't seen it yet, have you?
No.
You know what? I actually have my iPod here with me. So this is complete. This wasn't planned. Chad had no idea. I was going to whip this out. You can turn on the light so you can see a little better.
Yeah.
This is it. Now, this is the 60 gig model, obviously.
That
because
is nice. Wow. That's a lot sturdier than I thought it'd be.
I know it. See how easy it snaps open?
Oh, and it's got now, that little, like,
neoprene over yeah. the circle. Yeah. And the plastic over the
screen,
is nice. And
it's clear.
It doesn't hinder the view of the screen.
Oh, yeah.
As you
yeah.
can see, you
that's
just
nice.
Turned it on.
Yeah.
If you look at the top, you can see you got real easy access to the hold and the headphones.
Mm-hmm.
And underneath, you got real good access
to
the
port.
But look at this. I'm going to flip this open, and I'm going to turn it upside down so it should fall out. No.
Mm.
It doesn't fall out. I literally have to push it out a little bit, and then it comes out. And it's got this nice little padding inside.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, when it's in here, it doesn't look significantly bigger.
No.
I really like this, and it's, you know, mm-hmm. it's sturdy. This is the iPod case that
you should own.
Yeah, and you don't even have to buy it if you come to Grand Rapids, Michigan, because we've got how many?
Five to get
five. Away. $30 mm-hmm. value each. That's $150 worth of free iPod cases we are going to be giving away from Pods Plus. Thanks a lot, Pods Plus.
And those are for the iPod video? iPod?
It's a fifth generation, yeah. From Roxio, we've got two products we're giving away.
We're giving away Popcorn 2, which is a software that allows you to copy your own DVDs quickly and easily.
That's a $60 value. And we're also going to give away, this is in the box, brand new, both of them. We also got a copy of Roxio's award-winning Toast 7.
Nice.
And that's for all your CD and DVD burning needs. I used Toast. I use it all the time.
And that's a $100 value.
And it's worth every penny.
Yeah. But
you don't even have to pay that. Just show up at the Apple Store, yep. And we've got one boxed copy to give away. It may go to you.
And Miglia is giving us a...
Not just a. Five micro sounds. That's that new iPod Nano portable speaker system. Mm-hmm. $30 value. Nice. We're giving five of them away. These that actually haven't shown up at the house yet, mm-hmm. Those are en route to me now.
Yeah.
So this is to be... Yeah, I'm hoping that we're going to be giving these away because they already said they're going to send them out. But just in case, I'm making it known. I don't have them in my hands. Everything else I have in my hand so far. Mm-hmm. These I haven't got in my hand, but they've committed to it. So five of the micro sounds, that's $150 value right there. So if you've got an iPod Nano, you might be able to get a free speaker for it. And it looks pretty cool, too.
Cool. We've got TV Max.
I'm going to give one of those away. This is their latest box that allows you to get TV on your Mac. It's great for importing, say, your old VHS movies, home movies, stuff like that. It comes with iTV2, which is my favorite TV viewing software for the Mac. Mm-hmm. The TV Mac kind of looks like a Mac Mini, and it actually fits right underneath the Mac Mini, so it looks really great underneath that. But you can use it with any Mac with a USB 2.0 connection.
That's $250
value. $250 value. And that's cool. I really like that.
Yep.
We're also going to give away the TV Micro. And don't you wish you could kind of take your TV with you and your PowerBook or your MacBook Pro or your MacBook?
Sure.
With the TV Micro, you can. It's about the size of an iPod Shuffle.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes with a remote control, which is like five times bigger than the...
Really?
Yeah. and I'm not quite sure why you would want a remote control if you're watching it on your laptop, but if you have it up on a table, then it's nice to have. And it works with any Mac running 10.4 or later, and has a USB 2.0 port. That's $100.
Cool.
They're going to give us a Harmony Audio to give away as well. Now, this is a great solution to get any audio into your Mac. Supports full core audio on the Macintosh and has two line level inputs, eight line level outputs, and a FireWire audio interface with 24 bits, 96 kilohertz conversion rate. That's a $269 product right there.
Sweet.
They're giving us one of those to give away.
And from Griffin Technologies, we've got one iClear iPod case for the fifth generation iPods.
That's a $20 value.
And two SmartShare iPod headphone splitters.
This allows you for two people to listen to one iPod. So in other words, you know where your headphone jack?
Mm-hmm.
It plugs into this. It allows two headphones to go into it, and then it goes into the iPod.
Sweet.
So that's pretty cool.
And then we've got Tune Buds for the iPod Nano, which is a combination lanyard and earbuds for the iPod Nano, and that's a $35 value.
You know, with my bad math skills, and I don't mean bad in like, I'm bad.
Yeah.
I mean bad. I'm horrible with math. I can still see that that's over $1,750 worth of hardware and software we're giving away. There could even be more stuff in the works.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, there's some companies, I know for a fact, listen to this podcast, and I'm pretty sure some of them are going to say, hey, we'd love to give some stuff away, too.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. I did talk to Apple today, and they were like, oh, you're giving away some stuff?
Uh-oh.
So they may not want me to give a whole bunch of stuff away. If that happens, if I get there with two boxes full of free stuff, and Apple says, you know, we're trying to sell stuff here, and you're giving stuff away, and that's not really kosher. If that happens... I'm not saying it's gonna, but I'm not saying it's not gonna.
Mm-hmm.
If it happens, everybody who shows up and enters the drawing, we're just gonna move the podcast somewhere else after the Apple Store podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We'll continue it somewhere else. Where that will be to be determined then. If people are coming from out of the area, and I know some people are, they're gonna, I don't know where the heck to go. We'll caravan if we have to.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a lot of stuff. We're giving it all away. I'm not taking anything back home with me except for the computer I bring.
Yep.
And guy's not going to take anything on the plane because they'll think he's a terrorist. And they'll go, that's not a TV mini. That's a detonator of some sort. And they'll arrest him. And then
you're tall.
Yeah, you're tall. And you have dark hair.
Get in the box, Guy Searle.
The only way you're going to get any of this stuff is to be at the Woodland Mall at the Apple Store at the Woodland Mall in Grand Rapids, Michigan on September 23rd, 3 p.m. Guy Searle and myself will be recording our 100th episode of the weekly podcast. And hopefully it's really nasty weather and Chad has to cancel his family event. And Chad will show up too. That's what I'm hoping for. I know his family's not hoping for that, but
yeah,
I'm a selfish bastard. What can I say?
I know.
So that's all of our notes for this week. But let's talk a little bit about what's going on up on the website.
Yep.
Right now we've got Maxpiration 50. Can you believe Donnie's had written 50 Maxpirations already?
And this is pretty darn prolific, let me tell you.
He is, and he really knows his stuff. And I love the way he's writing. Not, I don't want to say down to people, but at the level of a new user. And that's very important because a lot of power users out there, when they're writing how-tos, they assume you know how to double-click this and import that and, you know, do this and do the other. You can't assume anything like that. And Donnie writes it, his tips and tricks and stuff like that, in such a way that anybody can follow along. Even if you're an experienced user, that doesn't mean you're an experienced user with every single application. Or that you even know about a certain feature in an application. How many times have he written an article and someone's posted, oh, I didn't know you could do that in iPhoto. So it's definitely worth reading, and even if you are a Power Mac user. Power Mac. and Maxpiration is 50 minus 40 quick tips for number 50. I love that. David Weeks reviewed the iLife 06 book, and that's... Jim Hyde wrote that. I reviewed the original one, and I really, really dug it. It comes with a DVD, and it teaches you how to use the entire iLife suite, in this case, iLife 06. The mini podcast number 7 was posted on Monday.
Yep.
And in that one, at least for myself, I was talking a little bit about finally installing a game on my MacBook Pro under Windows, running Boot Camp.
Yeah.
And it worked, and it looked great.
Yeah, what was that, GTA?
Yeah, Grand Theft Auto Vice City.
Yep.
I couldn't, it's really hard to play, and I couldn't seem to configure the wireless controller that I bought for it. It felt clunky, and it wasn't really working, and it's not even close to being as intuitive as playing it on the PS2.
Yeah.
So I might try another game as well, just to see how it kind of works. But it worked, so, you know, I can't say anything bad.
We've got Kibbles and Bytes 481 from Small Dog Electronics.
They talk about the Apple Battery Recall, Code Weaver's Beta, iPhoto Tips, Soapbox, and Specials.
Yep. We've got the Media Central 2.1 review, and...
That's an update from Klaus. He reviewed 1.2 a while back.
Which was basically the beta.
Right, and so this is more or less the main shipping version, and and he goes back, takes a look, and fills us in on what he thinks. David Weeks did the iPod charger, the McCallie IPA411.
Yep.
Tom Schmidt writes our MyMac.com help desk. You know, there's a lot of places that you can go to find answers for your Mac questions. But that's assuming that you could find exactly the article that's talking about exactly the Mac you have or the software that you have, and they're experiencing the exact same problem that you had. That's a long shot.
Yeah.
And then there's some sites that you might find exactly what you're talking or you're looking for, like Mac Fix It, but to go back in time costs you a subscription fee. So what do you do? Well, Tom's new article, the MyMac.com help desk, this last one was Flaming Laptops, he'll answer your questions. So if you have a Mac question, hardware, software, whatever, he's an Apple technician. He knows his stuff.
Yep.
Apple certified. He works at a huge Mac reseller. He can really answer your questions intelligently, correctly, and if he don't know the answer, he'll find it.
Yep.
He's tenacious. He's like a bulldog. So send him your email with your questions. You don't have to worry about, well, you know, I won't get my answer until he posts his article. No, he'll respond to your email, tell you what the solution is, and then he'll use your email. He'll keep your identity confidential if you want him to. Just just tell him that. And he'll post that as an article for other Mac users.
Because chances are, if you're having the problem, someone else is too.
Yep. So, you know, we really don't care what kind of problems that you're having on the Mac. Let Tom know. Tom will help you out. He'll square it up for you. Email him at tom@mymac.com. David Weeks reviewed the McCallie iLaser mouse.
Yep.
MaxPiration 49 a week ago was four great utilities, which was really pretty cool.
And we've got another Mac Baby's Tales from the Crib 2 from Artie Allenkoff.
I like that Tales from the Crib. It kind of reminds me of Tales from the Crypt. Yeah.
Guy Searle. The Crib Keeper. Yeah.
Guy Searle posted, the new iMacs are here. The new iMacs are here. And this is a good discussion going on underneath that. John Martellaro has some links to other Mac-related topics.
Some really, and some aren't Mac-related, right, but they're all technology. Really cool tech topics.
Yep. Donnie Yankolo has a blog up there. Someone messed up in iTunes music division. Is Apple missing one employee?
How? Interesting. This is basically how Donnie Yankolo got the new Bare Naked Ladies double
for $14.99.
Yeah. Doubles his 16 songs for $14.99.
Ka-ching.
Yep.
John Farr had some problems with his brand new MacBook that he got from Small Dog Electronics.
Yep.
Rather than Small Dog trying to fix the problem, Small Dog sent him a brand new, untouched MacBook.
Oh, Small Dog is so good.
And John Farr is very happy, and you can read about it on our blog side, Son of a MacBook. And there's more stuff up there, which is really... Did you see the My Mac podcast promo?
Yeah, the guy did. Yeah, he sent that to me.
That is pretty cool, isn't it? He got that posted up there. It doesn't look quite as good in YouTube as the QuickTime version he has, but it's pretty cool. It's neat. Bill Palmer has a couple blogs up there. Owen Rubin, Bruce Black, Artie. So we've got a lot of content up there at mymac.com. It's not going to cost you guys a dime to go up there and check it out.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we are always looking for new Mac writers.
Yep.
If you've always had a hankering to write, maybe we have a place for you. You never know.
Mm-hmm.
MyMac.com has been publishing for over 11 years now.
Yep.
We have a weekly podcast that's been going on for, geez, we're coming up on 2 years here.
Yeah, we got a second weekly podcast.
I love the second weekly podcast. Mm-hmm. You know, to be honest, it's actually more work for me to do it that way because now I'm not just one show to put together. There's two shows.
Mm-hmm.
But it's such a smaller podcast. It's smaller segments. Pow, 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 and you're done.
Yeah, and it's just and long it's enough good to take content. You on a commute. So.
Yeah, exactly. And that's exactly what we wanted to do because we have so much stuff we want to share.
Yep.
That's what we're all about, sharing, man.
Speaking of sharing, we'd like to share the spotlight with...
And offer our congratulations.
...to Variant Frequencies Podcast. They won... Or they were up for the Parsec Awards, which is an award given for short stories of science and speculative fiction.
Now, Rick Stringer is the owner of the Variant Frequencies podcast. We've had him on the show before. Mm-hmm. I've met him in person, had dinner with the guy. Fantastic guy. If you remember right, we sent out some good vibes to him. There was a family issue that, they were up for this award, and Rick told me that he was up for the award, but I got the feeling he really wasn't getting his hopes up.
Yeah.
He was like, this is really cool, it's really honored just to be nominated, can you believe that we've been nominated for this, and Variant Frequencies hasn't been around all that long. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're about a year old now, I suppose.
Yeah, I think I started listening to them back in January.
Yeah.
And I think they started posting back in December of 2005.
So they're coming up on their year anniversary. So they're up for the Science Fiction Award. They won for Best Short.
Yep.
Number one. I think that's fabulous.
That is
so
great.
So congratulations to Rick and Variant Frequencies.
Yep, congratulations to all your Matt contributors. Wallace,
yes, he wrote it. Yep. So... Way to go.
Yep.
We've never won a prize.
And if you want to know which one it is, you can go to their website, which is...
How come we never win nothing? I mean, for us, it's just we give stuff away, and we have contests, and we declare winners, but we never win anything. In fact, if you go up to Apple's iTunes... This is sour grapes time for me a little bit.
I know.
If you go up to Apple's iTunes and you go to their featured podcast under technology, there's like five or six pages. We've never been featured on Apple's front page, ever. Not once. I don't understand what we have to do to get Apple to feature us. They'll feature something that's like 2 weeks old with one episode. Here we are coming up on 100th episode. We've been podcasting longer than 99% of the podcasts that they do feature. And we get no love. And I'm not being flippant or funny about that. We get shit from Apple.
Well, I'd like to say we're suffering on in silence, but the fact of the matter is we have a weekly podcast we've been doing for 2 years, and we haven't been silent, so...
We're going to be broadcasting live from their store.
Yeah.
From the retail Apple store in Grand Rapids, Michigan. We give Apple all this PR, all this love.
And you're
love.
Going to give away free swag at an Apple store.
Yeah, almost $2,000 worth of Mac products.
And that
at
almost
an
guarantees
Apple store.
That we still won't get on the iTunes Music yeah. Store listing.
But, well, we're listed in the iTunes Music Store. We're just never yeah. featured.
Yeah.
I just don't understand why they. Did I piss someone off there that works in the iTunes department? I've even sent email. I've talked to people who know people at Apple in that department. And they say, oh, I'll talk to so-and-so, and that's no. not right. And we still, we get bumpkus. Mm-hmm. Leo Laporte has like 8 shows listed there.
Yeah.
And they all go to the same link. It's like, come on. Spread the love a little bit here.
Yeah, I know.
We love Apple as a company.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the people that work for Apple, we've got a couple ex-Apple people at MyMac.com. Some of the best people out there.
Yep.
But for some reason, we just cannot get featured in the iTunes Music Store. I mean, it's very disheartening. I'm not mad about it, don't get me wrong. I'm not angry, and I'm not upset. I'm hurt that yeah. we don't get any love from Apple. It's like, come on.
I feel your pain, too.
I've even really communicated do. Personally with Steve Jobs. What else do I gotta do? Maybe I just need to go to Steve Jobs and say, dude, what's up?
We tried that already, and they, you know, we need yeah. an appointment, so...
That's right. Fax us your number. So that's the podcast this week. We're going to be back next week with Podcast 98. Maybe we'll have some new swag to talk about that we're going to give away on Podcast 100. But in the meantime, this time next week, we should know what the whole new Apple event is all about. I'm sure that's our entire podcast is probably going to be about that.
Probably.
We don't have any guests coming up, though, do we?
No.
We do have a guest that we're going to record in Grand Rapids before the Apple Store event, mm-hmm. which will probably end up turning into part of Podcast 101. Podcast 101.
Yeah.
And I'm talking with another person about Podcast 102, so we're going to get back into the interviews. But I'm really looking forward to seeing what's coming out with Apple. I'm sure it's a new iPod. I'm sure we're going to see movies. What else could it be?
Well, I'm sure you're going to see a 24-inch iMac when you go to the Apple Store in Grand Rapids.
I know, I'm looking forward to that. We'd really like to hear from you guys what you guys think about the new 24-inch iMac as well as the new Mac Mini. What do you guys think about these announcements? Mm-hmm. Is this good for Apple? Do you think a $999 iMac is good for Apple? Do you think a $2,000 24-inch iMac is a wise move on Apple? All you got to do is pick up a phone, dial 1-801-938-5559, and leave your comments. Yep. We'll play it right here on the show. Long distance does apply, but use your cell phone and just, you know.
Yeah.
You don't have to leave a 20-minute dissertation on Apple's product line.
No.
Just say, hey, I think this and this and this, and let us know where you're from. Let us know your at least your first name, and we'll get it on the air. Thanks for listening to the MyMac.com podcast number 97. I'm Tim.
I'm Chad.
See you next week.
See ya.
Thanks for downloading the MyMac.com podcast. You can subscribe to this podcast at our RSS feed at MyMac.com or by visiting the iTunes Music Store's podcast section. Please send all feedback to MyMacPodcast@gmail.com. And thanks for listening to the MyMac.com podcast.